the playwright Maura McNally. Morning to you, Maura.
Good morning.
Good morning. Just tell us what you what you did, Maura, first of all, so that we have the context.
Right. First of all, this play was a year in the making. The pupils of the school agreed that the theme would be the 1916 Maison. It was their final BTEC project. They were A-level students. And it was written for the centenary, because this is the centenary. This wasn't imposed on the children. Ideas were thrown about. It was what the children decided that they would like to write. I wrote the play. The play was wrote from an academic point of view. It was very, very historically correct, almost ad verbum. So I would stand over everything that was wrote in my play. Now, the second thing is, listening to Mr. McCausland, I don't know whether to laugh or cry that this is a public representative, to be really honest. You know, it talked about the Glorious Revolution creating democracy. Democracy was not created by the Glorious Revolution. The Glorious Revolution was created, absolutely defined the oppression of Irish nationalism and Irish culture. And if he actually opened a history book and read a history book, he could follow the campaign for Catholic emancipation right through to 1922, the establishment of a Protestant state for a Protestant people, and the gerrymandering. So to say that the Glorious Revolution created democracy in Ireland, Irish nationalists have never, ever lived in a system of democracy.
Let me let Nelson speak to you, Maura.
Could I just ask the playwright, is she a teacher in the school?
No.
Is your daughter a teacher in the school?
Yes.
Yeah. So you're the mother of one of the teachers in the school.
It's got to do with it.
Oh, no, it's just to know who the player was. I didn't know. I'd seen a teacher's
name. It's got nothing to do with it, has it?
But it's always helpful to know who someone is that you're speaking to. I think that's just helpful, constructive conversation.
Sure. Have you seen the play?
I've read the reports in the media. Right. I haven't been to see the play.
I've seen the play that you're criticising.
Well, I don't have to see something directly to know whether it's right or wrong.
You haven't seen the play that you're publicly criticising.
Stephen, you may sneer to your heart's content, but if I see something that I recognise to be wrong and damaging
you haven't
to children...
Seen it.
Sorry, Stephen. You can sneer as much as you want. And I know you'll do it because it helps to increase your ratings and all the rest. But the truth is that the minds and the hearts of young people are impressionable. And I think that events such as this, if the play was written by a woman who's espoused the views that the playwright has just espoused, it's quite frightening that children have been involved with that.
Well, let's let Maura respond to that.
Could I come back on this? This, Nelson, you're a sorry state of a man. You really, really are. You should open a history book and look. The Roddy McCauley's was a perfect venue for that play. It has a museum, it has a Garden of Remembrance, it has a stage, it has the lighting, it had everything that the school needed to produce a good play. Is it an Sinn Féin, a den of Sinn Féin? No, it's an independent club on its own.
Well,
it's named after a Protestant who died to establish the Irish Republic. The play was about establishing the Irish Republic. What's your problem with that? Is your problem with rebel music? Because you always say rebel music is divisive and sectarian, right? But I know Irish rebel music. I have written Irish rebel songs, and I stand over my play, and I stand over any song that I wrote, because Irish rebel music is not sectarian and divisive.
So would you say, Maura,
and the play about the 1916 Raisin and the men who died to establish a republic is not sectarian.
So, Maura, would you say, Maura, that your play is an uncritical celebration of 1916?
My play was, in each act, a reconstruction of how the process of the rebellion proceeded.
Is it a celebration of 1916?
Why would we not celebrate 1916?
Well, is that education?
We're very proud of 1916.
But is that education? So it's not a critical look.
Education.
It's not a balanced look. It's a celebration of something where there are two different views, but children are being taught one view. Is that fair?
No, the children go into school. Part of their, you know, there was this nonsense that Mr. McCausland was aiming at Mr. Donnelly about the school and about the death of old Rahley, and he has it in his newspaper that, you know, about dying for Ireland and things. He's a soldier fighting for freedom against the British Army. The same children in the College of Firstia would go in and they would learn Dulce et Decorum, it's better to die for one's country. They learn war poems, it's part of their A-level. This play was part of the A-level. And part of the children's A-level is to learn about the Home Rule, the whole Home Rule movement.
So maybe Nelson McCausland, part of education. Maybe part of education is to try to put yourself in the mindset of those who made history.
And I have no difficulty with a thoughtful, critical analysis of history. That's what children should be given access to in the schools. But when I listen there to what Mrs. McNally says, the extreme militant views that she espouses, if the school spent a year working on this play, a full year, listening and being exposed to the sort of views that Mrs. McNally espouses, quite frankly, it's frightening. It's actually worse than I wrote about in the newspaper column. I think it's truly alarming. The danger is that we're actually going to get another generation of young people that emerge from schools locked into and loyal to mindsets that put so many in the past into graves and into prison. Is Northern Ireland in 2016 not in a place where it needs to move on? The fact that Mrs. McNally, and I'm just amazed at the views that she expresses there, if she is the playwright, then everything that I said and more could have been said.
You want to respond to that, Maura?
Mr. McCausland, my play was about Irish Republican history. I have no difficulty in saying that. I have no difficulty in saying I'm a proud Irish Republican. My father, the memorial night was for my father. I was very proud that College de Firstia would have went with something that I had wrote. And I don't need to defend myself against a petty, small-minded, ignorant, uneducated, sectarian bigot.
Nelson McCausland would very much reject that, and you need to respond to that.
Well, I don't think there's need to respond to it because the lady has condemned herself out of her own mouth with that sort of nonsense. The fact that she has to reduce herself to that sort of personal abuse shows that she has no argument. This is not about, in the case of her play, this is not about education. This is about political indoctrination. I think that's pretty clear.
You said there's a celebration for your father, Moira, did you?
Yes, Stephen. Now, see,
What do you mean by that? What celebration
McCausland.
For your father?
Sorry?
Why was it a celebration for your father?
My father was very, very well known in West Belfast. He was a Gaelgore. He was very, very strong on the Irish language. He was a Republican. He was interned in the 1940s. He was interned in the 1950s. He spent his whole life struggling to create a better society. And Mr. McCausland is a unionist, and unionists never created a fair, decent, good society for the Irish people. They have discriminated against the nationalist community in the north of Ireland since the foundation of the state. They discriminated against in housing, in education, and most of all in the Irish language. And if there's one thing that Nelson McCausland is notable for, it is his persistent attacks on the Irish language and his attempt to undermine the Irish school.
Final
system.
Word to you, Nelson, and then we need to move on.
I'm just astounded by what Mrs. McNally has said there. I think it's frightening, it's alarming. Most people, I think, most decent people in Northern Ireland will be appalled by the views that she expresses. And it is alarming that young people are being exposed to that sort of view over an entire year in a school. I didn't realise that it had gone on so long. That is alarming, and I think there's a danger of the minds of vulnerable young people being poisoned by that sort of extreme view.
Okay,
absolutely appalling.
Very strong words
Stephen,
that Mrs. McNally and the school would object
something?
To. We have to move on, Maura, but thank you very much for coming on. Chris Donnelly, thank you. Yes, Nelson McCausland, thank you.